I just want to thank Pastor Andrew for giving us this time to give our testimonies. So I'll start and John will follow. I was brought up in Croydon, Surrey, just like Ruthie over here, living with my sister, my beautiful Irish Roman Catholic mother, and my non-church-going Belgian father. My first memories are of racing around a large Victorian old house with loads of rooms and a long banister, perfect for sliding down. This house was very cold during the winter, and we had only one fire, which was in the kitchen, where we all lived during that season. I was a bookworm and spent many happy and contented hours reading all sorts of books. My father bought me a Reader's Digest Book of the World, which I found fascinating, and again spent many hours looking at all the pictures, all the maps. I loved writing as well, and my mum managed to get me two pen friends, one in Ireland and one in Australia. I was quite a shy, quiet young girl and liked escaping into the stories of all the books I read. I was, of course, enrolled at a very early age at the local library. I was also sporty and loved rounders, swimming, dancing and ice skating. I went to a convent grammar school from age 11 to 17, and whilst there developed an interest in the sciences, physics, chemistry and biology. All the while I was still reading my books, only now I'd had to move on, as the school required, to Charles Dickens and the Bronte sisters. I left school at 17 and started my career mostly secretarial, and I worked for various companies. In the beginning, banging away on the old Remington upright typewriters, I don't know if anyone remembers those, terrible things. Moving on to the golf ball typewriters and then electronic and finally computers. Some of the companies I worked for were the RAC, Abbey National and a small private hospital in Shirley. My mum took my sister and I to the local Roman Catholic Church every Sunday and we went to Sunday school as well. As I got a bit older, I started questioning aspects of the Catholic religion, which gave my poor Irish mother the vapours, as nobody used to question anything then. Anyway, the end result was that I stopped going to church in my 20s and spent quite a number of years searching through New Age and various things of that nature. But interesting as I found them, they didn't give me peace in any way. When we married and John and I moved to a flat in South London, I kept meeting a West Indian lady who told me she lived just down the road from us, and we got chatting as ladies do. I told her in one conversation that I loved gospel music, which was just the opening she needed to invite me to her church, where she said I would enjoy the gospel music. I went home all excited, told John, and we decided to go along. The music was great, although the service itself lasted for 3 hours, which was a shock for a former Roman Catholic girl, where the Mass lasted about 45 minutes. But God had a plan and he had my attention. After a little while, I was feeling something I didn't understand, but I had always believed in God and in heaven and knew something good was going on. I continued going to the gospel church with John and was saved at a women's meeting over 25 years ago. Praise the Lord for his patience and his persistence. Just after I got saved, I noticed a strange thing. I couldn't stop crying. I cried during the worship and praise. I cried during the sermon, and I cried during any prayers. In fact, I cried all the time. But everything was so right and so beautiful to me. And I believe God was cleansing me and drawing me closer to him. After about 2 years, I found I wasn't crying so often. And I was gradually filled with a joy I had never felt before. And I thought, what is happening to me? I was such a baby Christian. I often did not understand the preaching as I had never really read the Bible, except parts of it in Sunday school. But now I had my own Bible and I started to study it and wanted to learn to pray. Many of my prayers in those days just consisted of, please help me, Lord, I don't know how to pray. My Almighty Father gave me understanding slowly but surely on the power of prayer, and I started on my journey to getting to know God the Father and Jesus Christ, his Son. I also began to notice how my bad attitudes were beginning to change shape as God worked on my character. In 2006, I developed pancreatic cancer, which is a type of cancer with a very dismal survival rate, as everyone kept telling me. As I worked in a private hospital, I got to see a consultant almost immediately, but then developed jaundice, which caused me to turn an unflattering shade of bright yellow from head to foot. Even my eyes were yellow. When we had appointments with the consultant, we had to walk through a park to the hospital, and all the alcoholics sitting on benches stopped drinking to stare at me, but I was too ill to be embarrassed. Fortunately, I was found fit enough to have the major operation and reconstruction that was needed, and I was in the operating theatre for 11 hours with poor John waiting, but he supported me and was by my side. But God was with me. After the operation, I was never in any pain, and although the period of recovery was very long, I recovered well. During the time when I was ill before the surgery, I had several visions of angels and a compelling and comforting feeling that although this was a serious type of cancer, that all would be well and God would be travelling the road with me, and he did that and more. Now, 18 years later, my great and wonderful Father is moulding and encouraging me in so many ways, and he has helped me to rise above my natural shyness and to love people in a wonderful way. As I look back over my life so far, I can see with amazing clarity the many, many times God put me back on the right road, doing it with love and patience and showing me the right way to go. Jesus is my rock of salvation, my redeemer and my deliverer. For to know that you are loved by God is amazing, because his love is so pure. He is forever faithful. He has promised to never leave me nor forsake me. He lifted me out of the swirling waters and placed me high upon a rock, high above my enemies. He continues to encourage me in so many ways. When I pray, he is there immediately, loving and kind. And I always ask for more spiritual understanding, because I want to get to know him better and better. He is a true father, watching over me so tenderly and caring about every detail in my life. No one else could ever take his place in my heart. He has given me the greatest gift of eternal life, and Jesus Christ is my King of glory. He has taken away many of the things I thought I needed to give me the one thing I so desperately needed: salvation, leading to eternal life. And may I encourage all of us to keep on walking that narrow path and trusting him, because he knows what he's doing in our lives. And I thank you all for being so lovely to me.